Dad's bellows gave his son a stern wag of the finger. "Into bed with you, boy," he said gruffly. Little Tip gave a hefty yawn and a stretch, and then climbed into his straw nest, his tail curling around him. Outside the tree, the wind was howling and the snow was forming mounds. But inside it was warm and dry, and Daz tucked Tip in with a thick blanket. "That's my lad," he said softly, and fluffed the scruffy fur between Tip's mouse ears. "Dream of spring and pretty things that bloom." He turned to blow out the enormous candle that stood in the corner of the bedroom, but Tip sat up.
"Don't leave yet, Papa," he said. "The wind is fearsome tonight. Stay with me and tell me a story."
Daz arched an eyebrow. "A story, eh? And which one do you have in mind?" Tip's tail twitched with excitement.
"Tell me the story of brave Prince Colin and the Kingdom of Men."
Daz chuckled and settled into the walnut shell rocker that sat near the nest. Candlelight danced over the face of his excited son. "Very well, Mouselin," he sighed. "Lay back down and I shall tell it. Our story begins with a young human whose age was not dissimilar to your own. But the story does not begin in winter. Oh, no. It begins in a rich and beautiful summer." And so Daz began the story, reciting it word for word with all the proper flourish, just as it had been told to him by his own pap many lights long ago.